microphone cheaters. Readers of minds read way beyond your crime. You're a child hiding behind imaginary lines. Give it away with your whining and your bitching. Keep it warmer than the kitchen as I commence the lynching. Cut through the tension like machetes. I'm confetti coming down on you till you're through. Then I'm jetty.
Now that you saw Apache's video, I saw you wildin', acting like a fool. peeped you out the window jumping girls after school. But where did all of this come from? A minute ago you wasn't heard and nobody ever heard of you. Now you a wannabe. You barely know your ABC. Please. There's plenty of people out there with triggers ready to pull it. Why you trying to jump in front of the bullet? Young lady. And real bad girls are the silent type. Yeah. Ain't none of this worth getting your face sliced. Cause that's what happened to your homegirl, right? Walking with no wife. She got to wear that for life. Who you calling a bitch?
Y-U-N-I-T-Y. Boom, 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 boom. You are now rocking with the true and living gods, the most infinite, the divine, supreme freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams. I got the young God King Wise in the building. This is the Boom Bap Peace, Syndicate, peace. Baby. Oh, man, that was a very, very lovely set right there, man. Yo, let's just get right into it, man. We had that Pete Rock. CL Smooth, I'll take you there. Ah, bro, I'm telling you, 94. Let's look. 94, I was only the equality, bro. My physical degree was equality.
Legit.
6 years old. Yo, that joint, yo, it was like I was 6 years old again.
Mm-hmm. You
know what I'm saying?
It takes you back. It takes you back.
Absolutely, man. The swing. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
Hey, yo, God, what was the name of that album again?
The album that the song was off of is called The Main Ingredient.
The Main Ingredient.
94.
Damn. To all you hip-hop heads out there, man, I know you remember that joint. I know you remember that joint.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the Tribe Called Quest fans, we had that Check the Rhyme.
Yep.
What was the name of that album?
That one was called The Low End Theory.
The Low End Theory, man. 91.
Yes.
91. And, you know, so let's compare the drums to 94 and the drums to 91. What was you saying?
Yeah, I was saying the production in general was just felt very light in the earlier years. Like, just looking at those few tracks that we named, the 91... Tribe Called Quest, Check the Rhyme off of Low End Theory, it is a lot more spacious. Mm. It's got a lot more space in the track compared to the track released 3 years later, the Take You There mm-hmm. by CL Smooth. Within that 3 year gap and the difference of the songs can already be heard within the fullness. The Take You There track is so full, you know, a thick snare, very heavy, hard-hitting kick, and the sample is overall feels kind of, it feels widened and it feels warmer. It's got more of those mids and those, you know, low highs.
So if I'm somebody who doesn't know anything about what you just said, how would you break that down?
I would break that down to say that, okay, well, there is less frequency overall coming out of Check the Rhyme by Tribe Called Quest. So overall, there is less sonic frequency. So you can feel the space because of that. It feels like they're, you know, in a really big room. Or it feels like they're, you know, maybe in space. So you can hear the space that's within the track. With the other track is like, think about it just as more, it's more crowded. And maybe crowd is not a good word because there's a negative connotation to that. So I'll say, you know,
More insulated,
more rich. Right? Think about it like this. To all those who might not be in the production side of music, the lighter track, when it says lighter, things like Tribe Called Quest, you can take it back, you know, even more, even when the Molly Mall and they first started, and those types of productions is like a scone. Think about it as a scone, okay? Mm. You're eating a scone, and this scone is very aerated. Mm. So you bite into it, and there's a lot of big air pockets in the scone. Mm. Have you ever eaten a scone and it feels light? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've also eaten a scone where it feels very dense. Mm-hmm. And the holes, you know, it's bread, so there's oxygen going through it when it's baking, right? So there's holes in it, right? Mm. When the bread gets baked. So a very thick scone has very small pockets of air.
Yeah.
It's very dense.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how you can look at the difference between the music there.
That's a beautiful picture, man. You know what I mean? You painted that very vividly in someone's mind, and it actually made me really hungry because I love scones.
The hungry guy.
I'm the hungry guy, man.
The hungry guy back at it again,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, man. You know, man, I love my scones, man. You know what I mean? Something about them goddamn pastries, man. You know what I mean? Not so good for the blood, man. Not so good for the, you know, I don't got diabetes. However, you know, niggas keep eating that shit, you might get diabetes. Where this bun is life, right?
Straight up.
But, you know, so let's move on to the next track. We had Link Q with Let It Fall.
Yeah.
And It was a collective mixtape.
Compilation.
Compilation. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, the compilation. That one's an interesting one because I think it's combining different music from different eras into this one compilation.
Yes.
So Lin Q, I believe, is the DJ who's comprising all those tracks within it.
Mm.
You know. So that one's very interesting, and also we can hear. Well, it was put together in 2001, right? But just listening to the music,
that sounds very 90s.
Yeah, it seems like it was
in between.
Yeah, he pulled it from the 90s.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
As far as
And you know, moving on, the next one after that, we had UNITY
by the infamous Queen Latifah. Off of the Black Rain album.
Yes.
Out in 93.
Yes.
UNITY.
93.
I love that, man. And you know, that's really, man, like, all of this is within that golden era time where boom bap was so prevalent, right? This is before trap music. This is before drill music. I mean, this is probably even the beginning stages of lo-fi, right? You know, listening to that UNITY, really, you know, the queen is talking about respecting the black woman, you know, respecting all women. But really, in those times, right, like, female MCs were not like female rappers that you see today. Really, the ones who started really over-sexualizing themselves were female rappers like Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown. Mm. And I'm sure there's a few more, right?
Would you group Missy Elliott in that category?
I don't think Missy Elliott was ever over-sexualizing herself.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And I don't think that either. But what's interesting is I think that she was one of the first, if not the first, I would have to look into it more, to start calling herself a bitch.
Really?
And in the She's a Bitch song.
Mm.
It was very popular when it first came out. But this narrative of, you know, being a boss bitch instead of a boss queen or boss woman, right? This identifying this negative word with a positive image,
yeah,
which can cause chaos and confusion. You know what I mean? And
straight up.
Here we are today with these, you know, these female rappers today, which do what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say even like, I don't know if you ever heard of Trina. Trina was one of those female, she was the ones that was heavy on that too. You know, she came from Miami. She came out with like Trick Daddy.
Mm.
You had, you know, 3-6 Mafia. Ghetto Boo. Yeah, man, there was, you know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of them after that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And then, you know, you got like these, you know, Nicki.
She was a huge one. I think she was the one to push it in the modern era.
For sure, she was. For sure. Like the black Barbie doll aspect of it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that doll looking thing. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna keep it real with you guys right now. That shit is whack. And that maybe there are people who enjoy that, and I'm sure there are, because, you know, she's got a following. But, you know, King Wise here at Boom Bap Syndicate, if it's whack, keep it on the bottom rack.
If it's
hot,
yeah,
bring it to the shelf on the top.
Yeah. I mean, really, though, you know, it's and that's the thing, right? Like, people think that, like, when we were at the show Improve for the Icon last week, right? You know, I was outside and I was talking to these sisters, right? And because, you know, that dude on, you know, that guy was talking about he had a porn addiction. I don't think he should have been expressing that on that platform.
Right.
And then so these females were talking about it outside, and they was like, well, you know, men, they over sexualize women and they make, you know, they call them bitches and all that. I was like, hold up. I had to correct them there because it's like, no, commercialized rap music is what manifests that. Right?
Say that one more time, God.
Commercialized rap music is what manifests that. That's corporate rap. That's these devils up top who are literally, you know, pushing an agenda and a narrative that is deeper than just music. You know what I mean? This is the psychological attack that is being placed on our young, you know, black, brown, yellow, white, red females and males, right, across the world. You know what I mean? And so I had to correct her and say, nah, man, like, hip-hop is about the elevation of our sisters and our brothers. Hip-hop is about the elevation of our kings and queens. See, I want to know what's in your mind and not what's behind your spine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's where this bond and bond is life. So, really, people's image and understanding of what hip-hop is very mixed, diluted, and tampered with.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
It's not holy. What is the opposite, right? It's very genetically modified, right?
Indeed.
And so here at the Boom Bap Syndicate, man, we came to make knowledge born to y'all what the difference is. You know what I mean? And even within the music that we play, sure, there might be you know, some explicit language and, you know, but these are the manifestations of people who are coming from these certain places, right? And we also have to take that in consideration. You know what I mean? You know, but the preservation of hip-hop is definitely about enlightenment, right?
Indeed. That's the DNA.
Yeah, enlightenment.
The backbone.
Peace, love, unity, happiness, and having fun, right?
So when you modify the genes, it's when you get the GMO.
Absolutely.
That's
when you start getting, that's when you start, your body starts fucking shutting down.
Yeah, and it starts eating itself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because there's internal intruders.
Mm-hmm.
There's internal free radicals.
Yeah, man. Just pull
that's
it out of my
mind. Messing up the game.
Yeah, man.
Messing up the body and the brain.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. And we could talk about this all day.
But
talk
let's
about this all day.
Absolutely, man. But before we go into the next joints, right? I wanna definitely, you know, make knowledge born to y'all that on April 18th, actually we're gonna start with, yeah. So on April 18th at Fortune Sound Club, Onyx is coming into town, right? This event is hosted by Marked Up Entertainment, Chain Gang, and The Block Entertainment as
yes,
well.
Yes, sir.
And you know, we got DJ D-Rec on the ones and twos. We got Distinct Dollar Sign, who's going to be opening up. We got Ashes Fifth Born, who also I was able to interview on the 106 O'Clock Blitz show last week. So, you know, you can definitely go onto the CJSF.ca website and go to the One Order program and check that out. But, and then you got us. You know what I mean? One Order, right? And, you know, we represent the divine cosmic aspect of this thing called hip hop. You know what I mean? We are the guardians of the galaxy when it comes to this, right? And we are for the self-preservation of hip hop at its highest level. And, you know, we come to show and prove what it is to be an MC. That's what we come to show and prove.
Mm.
And you're going to definitely feel the words as they rip open your chest cavity and give you open heart surgery. Mm. You know what I mean? You're going to feel the stimulation within your third eye, the decrystallization, the decalcification of your pineal gland as those supreme words, you know, just rattle and vibrate every cell in your body. Ooh. You know what I mean? Reactivating the God complex.
Ooh.
Or the God consciousness inside of you, man.
Yes.
And that's what we come to do.
Yes.
This is the Boom Bap Syndicate. And we're going to get into the next tune for y'all right now, baby.
Yes, sir. We starting off with Still Hope.
Woo! This is that cocaine rap,
and
man.
Spanish Ran.
Let's go, baby. Bop, 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 bop.
Yes or no, hug the block, kiss my bitch, X and no, set the tone, this the church, second home, my bitch's purse.
Kinda fine dining, Put the stacks in the ceiling, I'm strapped, trapping for millions. Paddock matching the stars, these cars actually wield them. Passenger probably British, the pistol is European. Clapping it for I'm finishing. Till I'm Korean, I talk fly, smoke pure gas, and drink grapes. I think of states breaking my fast with only dates. Thinking money, niggas talking about smoke, I'm thinking vape. Vegas flight, ordered right to my room, Venetian plate. My stance like a boxer, walk like I'm on an NBA roster. I'm eating pasta and I time a off the steak. I kinda lost my faith when they commonwealth my case. 5 years facing down in Virginia, your honor laced. I had time for it, LV and Prada in my place. I was taught to hide the paper since my father had a safe. Real fades, not the hand shit, my barber had to shave. Talking to the sky, I wish a few could call me from the grave. On the hill with the sugar, in the kitchen with a cooker. Youngin' by the window looking, mama knew he'd get a whoopin'. All the 50s came in pink, you can smell it from the sink. Sipping color purple whoopee, where we ass bet the bookie. Honolulu for the water, cop la boo boo for my daughter. We was rocking FUBU, pulled up in the Zuzu's for a quarter. Speeding down to my Sulu, watching Hulu to the border. Know that voodoo come with torture, think you doodle, you just fall that. Pablo. Since I dropped Prosper, I told y'all to do the penny on the vodka. With the lobster, we still monsters, nigga. Talking this shit since toddler. Fine dining. Don't forget your napkin.
D-Boy Dylan, champagne spilling. Quarter milli when I'm willing. Mr. Carter, no ceiling. Park in front of the building. Niggas paw wall and they grilling. We be sticking dick to they bitches while they all in they feelings. 41 millimeters. Get the bitches the 36s. Kitchen full of residue. They get lit off the dirty dishes. Welcome to how we live and survive. A blizzard flying exquisite. Niggas ain't blocking me out or knocking me off my pivot. Kinda optimistic. Shit to know what you got delivered. Toyota, I had the Civic. Them orders done got delivered. Who need a doctor visit? So many niggas done burned they bridges. Get them a urn. So many niggas done earned they dishes. Get them a turn. Never you learn. Selling ice cream ain't nothing bigger than worm. Niggas poison. I'm getting rid of the germs. 40 straight in your perm. Fuck you thought. Nigga tight as the firm. Sending the load and bringing the pros. And when the flight is she need a obituary when I'm through fucking a missionary. In the street, we militant like we fresh out the military. Fresh off the lot, I just cashed it for new canary. Nigga, put them purses down, got a casket for you to carry. Kinda hard for me to commit, cause I was a bachelor hitting the married hoes. From Turkey to Albuquerque, they know how I carry. Learned the game from Uncle Vino, smoother than Al Pacino. Barcelona, smoking Cuba, sipping Grigio Pino. Real life casino shit. Real life casino shit. Fine dining, nigga. 145th and Wing of Hockey, boy. Yeah. Get in the body shop, boy.
Make my shit sound garlic. Like that.
What you coming, nigga?
I'ma tell you like this. It's all in your mindset. Let's go, be free.
Soon as they let me eat, knew the streets was my expertise. I kept discreet contacts with my connects, so they let me eat. A rapper, but I was a drug trafficker before I left the streets. These 10 more crack commandments. Frank Wright, rest in peace. Number 20, gotta be to make sure that you count the money. Singles and fives out the hundreds, we call that bankroll a dummy. I've been on both sides of that, made a smooth relationship ugly. When dealing with a true connect, my first goal is get you to trust me. 19 is, don't never burn the plug, dog. That silly shit. I had to mention it, since this one wasn't on Biggie list. He knew you have a hard time comprehending it. I mean, risking six-figure minutes for pennies is kind of ridiculous. 18, you better test that work before you buy it. Yeah, of course they gon' say it's fire, but you know these niggas be lying. Me and Fonz was OT with 80 racks, but that's on the driver. Throw back with the money, cause when the fiend tried it, he up and denied it. 17, take care of the people around you. They only appreciate how you
value everybody ain't eating,
they eating beside you. You a worker, the boss wouldn't be here without you. You do the dirty work from the first to the 31st, but I see they forgot you. 16 hard for niggas, but you got a stack. You got some racks. Soon as your name started buzzing, you got attached. You should be spending that money. You're re-ing up and not in sacks. It's only
real
cool
estate.
Being dressed in designer. Your dollars match. You seen a good one.
Listen, most people confused how we spend our money on whips and jewels. They think we fools, but from a drug.